The following program is listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.
Consider His Word. Consider His Word. Consider His Word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. Today we're continuing in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now we're going to be taking a little bit different approach than we were before. And I know that we've been in this passage of Scripture for several weeks now, but I do have just a little bit more that I want to talk to you about. So we're going to be in 2 Corinthians 5. I want to go ahead and read verses 17 through 21 today. We're talking about how God changes us. And before we were talking about how that through faith, He changes our heart, through repentance, He changes our mind, and through obedience, He changes our life. But I want to take a little bit different look at 2 Corinthians 5 this morning, or today. 2 Corinthians 5:17 now is where we're beginning. So we're going to read the passage in a few minutes. If you have access to a Bible, go and grab it, open it up, and consider God's Word with us today. While you're doing that, I want to remind you about our website at considerhisword.org. At the website, you'll find all of the messages in this series, but also if you'll click on that little link that says Contact Us and let us know where you're hearing the broadcast today, we'd love to send you one of our little prayer journals. I've talked about these nearly every week. We'd love to get one into your hands. They're absolutely free. They don't cost you anything. Just simply send us an address where we can send one to you. It helps us out to know who's listening to us and where you're listening to us today. This broadcast goes all over the country, and so we'd love to hear from you. So you can do it at the website, considerhisword.org. Click on that link that says Contact Us. You can email me directly at considerhiswordradio@gmail.com. Now also, you can write to us at Consider His Word Ministries. The address is 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Give that to you again. Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. We look forward to hearing from you. Now, let's get to our passage of Scripture, 2 Corinthians 5, starting in verse 17. I'm going to read down to the end of the chapter. Paul said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature or a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. We hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Back to verse 17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, a new creation." When we get saved, it is God who changes us. By faith, he changes our heart. Through repentance, he changes our mind. Through obedience, he changes our lives. You know, we are changed in such a dramatic way that the Bible calls us a new creation. I want you to think about this. Since the beginning of the world, when God created heaven and earth, Exodus says, "And in 6 days God created heaven and earth and all that in them is, and then he rested on the Sabbath." on the seventh day. I want you to think about this. Since that day of creation, the only thing new God has created is the heart in the believer. So are you trusting Christ? Do you know Him? Are you following Him? Have you repented of your sin? You know, I think repentance is not only a one-time thing, but something we need to do every day, is to repent of our sin, to turn away from our sin. When the Spirit of God convicts us and we know that we've done wrong, and the Spirit of God will tell you, then we confess that sin and we repent of that sin and we live in obedience to Christ. We go over to 1 Corinthians for a moment, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. There's a passage of Scripture here that I think really illustrates this change. I'm going to begin reading in verse 9. This is 1 Corinthians now, so we're going to back up a book. 1 Corinthians 6, beginning verse 9. Paul said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous," now that would be people who are not saved, "shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived." Don't fool yourselves. "Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God." Wow, what a list. But notice what he says next in verse 11. "And such were some of you." Now, I know that this broadcast reaches a lot of people. And you go through that list. I'm going to read it again and see if you find yourself in that list. Now, honestly, I hope not. Because all of these things, people who continue in these things, I don't believe you can continue in any of these sins and the Spirit of God not do something in your heart to convict you of sin, or that God doesn't do something to bring you back to Him. Because these are the behaviors, these are the lifestyles, these are the sin of those who are not in Christ. I'm going to read it again. He said, "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators," that's sex outside of marriage, "nor idolaters," idolatry, worshiping other gods, "nor adulterers," cheating on your spouse, "nor effeminate," abusers of themselves with mankind, "nor thieves," "nor covetous," "nor drunkards," "nor revilers." Reviler here is just mean partier. "Nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you." But you see, there was a change. And here's what I really want you to see today, is the change that takes place and what happens in that change. He said, "And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God." He said, you're washed. It means that we have been washed in the blood of Christ, and our sin has been taken away from us. We have been made clean. We are a new creature. When he talks about washed here, he's talking about the cleansing of our sin that comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. You know, we used to sing a song, "Are you washed in the blood?" And now that sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? Washed in the blood. But it's talking about that we have been washed by the blood of Christ, and our sin has been forgiven. The Bible says that we are made white as snow. And he says you're sanctified. The word sanctified here means that you have been set apart. Set apart away from the world and set apart unto God. The word sanctified here actually is another word for being holy. You know, you probably have dishes in your house that are sanctified. We do in ours, and let me explain what I mean. You know, we have dishes that we use every day. We use them practically every night for supper and sometimes for lunch, and we just use our everyday dishes. But then, certain times of the year, We have some dishes that are set aside, sanctified, if you will, for a special purpose. And those are some fine china that we inherited. I think my wife inherited them from her grandmother. And they're very special. We only use them certain times of the year. They are set apart for a special purpose. Well, see, so are you. You're washed, but God also set you aside for himself to be holy and to live righteously and to live for him. God can use you, and he has set you aside for his purpose. See, here's the change, that you are washed in the blood of Christ. You're sanctified, set apart for the master's use. And thirdly, he said, you're justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, to be justified means that you have been made right with God. The Bible says that the just shall live by faith. We have been made just in the Lord Jesus Christ. And what I mean by that is that we have been made right with God, not by anything that I did, but by what he did for us. He made us right with God. Go back up into 2 Corinthians 5 again. And the last verse that we read there that said, for he made him, speaking about Jesus, for he made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see, this is justification, in that we were washed, in that Jesus took upon himself our sin, cleansed of our sin. He made him, Jesus, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. You see, he made us right with God in that exchange. Did you catch it? He took our sin upon himself and gave us his righteousness. He made us just. He made us right with God in that exchange. And so we are changed in this way. We are changed in that we are now gone from, remember that stony heart we studied a few weeks ago? We've gone from that stony heart to a heart of flesh. We've been washed by the blood of Christ, made new in him, made clean in him. We confess our sin, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, to forgive our sin. I left out a part, to forgive our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so we are washed, we are sanctified, set apart now for him, where we once lived in the world and lived for ourselves. You go back to that list in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and you'll see how selfish all of those things are, how selfish they are. And yet now in Christ, we live for him, and we are set apart for him to live for him. And then we are justified, made right with him. So let me ask you this. Have you been changed? Are you trusting Christ? Do you know him as your personal Savior? If not, you can trust him today. Call upon him and trust in him. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
Consider his word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider his word. The preceding program was listener supported through Consider His Word Ministries.